Cosette's Mon Syndrome, Episode 11. There we go with, that was Rammstein with Du Hast. And, well, I wasn't going to play the whole song there, but, yeah, well, once I got into it, I just started headbanging. I couldn't stop, so there, you got the whole song. I have a little bit of a cold tonight. That's okay. I'll be okay. And we got a lot of snow. We got like a foot of snow last night, which probably sounds like it. I'm exaggerating, but seriously, we got a foot of snow, which is pretty cool. Had to get the snowblower out, but the driveway was completely blocked in. And actually, I think that's the most snow we've got so far this year, like this winter. So I don't know if we're going to get any more snow or not, but hopefully. And tonight the family had to go out. Actually, we went to church for a christening. Well, we went for church regular service, and then afterwards there was a christening for a lady my mum works with. She just had a baby son a couple months ago, so it was his christening tonight. We don't really go to church a lot, I guess. We are Catholic, but we probably go 3 times a year. Well, I have to go every week with school. Every Tuesday we have church at school. But, yeah, as a family, we don't go that often. And it's pretty hard when you have two babies, getting them into church and One of them usually starts crying the head off. So, but we did go tonight, and it was just my stepdad. He's away on business, so it was just my mum and my brother and my two sisters. And I said to mum, "Do we really need to go?" Because it was snowing and it was a storm, not quite a storm, I guess, but it was snowing and the roads were just shocking. So I was trying to talk my mum into not going, but no, she insisted on going. And the christening wasn't so bad. That was only like the christening only took like 15 minutes, but the church service was, oh man, it's pretty long and boring. Usually it doesn't bother me, but because usually we go Saturday night at 5, which seems to be a bit more of that's like the family set service, I guess, or whatever. And yeah, they have a bit more music, but oh, anyway, I'm not going to go on about church. It was boring. So, what else? Oh yeah, last night we had the last night of the play, which was pretty fun. It was a sold out audience. That was the only time that we actually got a sold out audience. So it was pretty cool. Yeah, I really did enjoy it, I have to say. It sounded pretty dorky, I guess, but yeah, it was fun. Afterwards, I guess this is a tradition, we destroyed these sets. Yeah, we smashed them up, which was fun, and then we went out, have a bit of a party at we went to Kelsey's, which is like a restaurant. We went there to have for a dinner. I got my usual, the meatloaf. I love meatloaf. My mum doesn't really make it, so I get the meatloaf when I go to Kelsey's. And then yeah, so after Kelsey's, we just went back to one of the girls' place. Jessica, she had a little party, just the people from the play. So we just yeah hung out, and one of the guys was playing on the guitar, and I guess it does not sound very cool at all, but it was fun. Yeah, we had a drink. We had a bottle of champagne. Jessica's mum, she bought us 3 bottles of champagne to celebrate, which is pretty cool of her. Champagne's not bad, actually. Yeah, I actually like drinking wine. A lot of people don't really like wine, but yeah, I like wine and I like champagne now, apparently. It was pretty good. Think I prefer a beer. Yeah, so that was the end of the play and the party we had. It was a pretty chill night. Yeah, but it was good. So today I had a sleep in. Slept in till 11-ish, I guess. Had a little bit of homework to do, so did that. Just a typical Sunday, really. Watched South Park, couple of episodes of South Park. I haven't got a comedy clip prepared for this episode, which is a shame because this episode could really need one. I'm feeling a little sick, so sorry about that. Hopefully this episode doesn't suck too bad. Maybe I'll just go straight on to the journal entry. This journal entry is actually quite recent. July the 10th, 2005. My dad came into my room this morning and said, "Get out here and eat your dinner." I told my stepmom last night that I'd be home for dinner, but I didn't get home until 11. "Me?" I said. "I'll have it later for lunch," my dad said. "You can eat it right now." So I had to eat a salad for breakfast, and it was mostly just peas, Miracle Whip, and celery. Ugh, I can still remember that. That was pretty gross. So I learned a good lesson from that. If you're going to be out late, call your mum. And more importantly, call your stepmom. If you're going to be late, yeah, let them know when you're going to be home. I don't know if this is just the case with my step parents, or yeah, I just find that my step parents are more sort of, not, I'm not going to say strict, but they want to know what I'm doing and where I'm going and when I'm going to be home a lot more than my real parents do, for some reason. I don't know why that is. Like they, because my mum has to go away on for work a fair bit. And so, yeah, when she does, my stepdad, he's always, he tells me, "Okay, if you're going out, right up on the fridge where you're going." Whereas my mama, like, I'll just tell her I'm going out, and she said, "Yep, no worries." And that's pretty cool to have another set of parents that are like parents. Yeah, I do like my stepparents. We get on pretty well. Especially my stepdad, he's a really cool guy. He's more like a cool uncle, I like to say. And I really feel sorry for people that say that they don't get along with their stepdad. Because, yeah, the thing is, my stepdad, he and my mother have had extra kids, I guess, my brother and my two sisters. And I'm a pretty savvy person. I can see the benefit in having them divert their attention onto the little kids. It means that I can get away with a bit more. They don't really notice what I'm up to. So yeah, I think if you are in that situation, you should use that to your advantage. So what is NAF? Well, I don't know about this. I was thinking maybe the Super Bowl is NAF. I don't think it is NAF. I think the Super Bowl is cool in its own right. Not that I'm watching the Super Bowl tonight. I don't think I've ever actually watched an NFL football game. But it seems to be quite popular, so I'm going to say the Super Bowl is not NAF. It's just plain old cool. I was actually in a, you know, the Yahoo Fantasy Football. I was in a fantasy football comp this year, and didn't do too badly. Finished like pretty much exactly in the middle of the league. So yeah, I was happy with that. And chutney is NAF as well. I've been craving chutney the last this weekend. Got to get me some chutney, I think. So I guess that's the end of episode 11. Or as I said at the start of the episode, Creutzfeldt-Jakob syndrome episode ALF, which is, I checked that up. I got that off a website, English to German translator. So that means Short Puppy Syndrome episode 11 in German. I'm hoping it's not something rude. So, oh yeah, just an update. I managed to fix my toilet. Yes, I went to Home Depot. I got the part. Had to get a brand new flush button and everything, but I managed to attach it, and my toilet is fixed and it's working. So I did it. So yeah, I am now thinking of becoming a plumber. Sounds like I have a knack for that sort of a job. Radio. So anybody who wants to get in contact with me can email me at shortpoppysyndrome@gmail.com. You can vote for me at Podcast Alley if you like. That'd be great. I've already got two votes, so thank you very much. Oh, hang on. I voted for myself twice. So, yeah, any votes would be appreciated. And I think I'm going to play one more song. So here is Wolf Mother with Joker in the Fifth. And thanks for listening. Have a good Monday.
tell you all the story about the joker and the thief, sir.
He's my best friend. The only friend in the world who would...
He's going to live, but...
Oi! Don't you interrupt me, you vagina! I was giving a heart-wrenching soliloquy about my feelings for Tugger!
Sorry,